All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great stuff. Happy Friday. Kenny's going to be part of the picks for the first time in a couple weeks, coming up 3:30. It's going to be contentious. I can already feel some of the spiciness for the picks this week. A lot of spite. Some brotherhood between David and Kenny. Will they stay simpatico? I cannot wait for this. Jim Costa in for Mike Valenti today on the eve of the Big Ten Championship. And we'll keep talking with Michigan fans about it. David, collect some ticket texts. And then we'll get into Rico's thoughts on the Big Ten title and whether or not it could or should move to our backyard here in Detroit. David, what are Michigan fans saying?
Hey, when is that Mardi Gras? I heard y'all have a big parade down here. When's that Mardi Gras? Get me one of them poo boys.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Odyssey.com Rewind or look up Brian Kelly.
Go Tigers!
So interesting. Oh my gosh. And I love this text here because this person says we really haven't done a real poll, but he did. It says, none of y'all actually talked to a dozen Michigan alumni. I asked the entire Michigan alumni Seattle group, and 86% agreed losing tomorrow negates the OSU win. He did his own study.
Okay. You know what? I'll say I was wrong. He did the study. He did the research. I just think that.
Hey, that was someone who this year actually went out and did their own research. How about that?
I agree 100% with David. Win Big Ten title, or it's just another letdown from Harbaugh. Derek from Brighton. And then one here says, I agree with Rico. Of course I want to win tomorrow, but at the end of the day, anything after beating OSU is cherry on top.
That's the sad reality.
I think that's pathetic.
That a lot of people, you'll admit it, but you don't want to admit it publicly. But like I told the caller, because I don't want people saying he's just bitter. You'll beat Iowa. But in the event that you don't, you'll spend the entire winter, spring, summer watching that game on a loop. And even the caller was like, yeah, I've already watched it every day. Yeah, I probably will.
Got that thing set. Knows where in the video to scroll to for the big moments. Mm-hmm. Rico, Big Ten title. It's in Indy. You got folks from Detroit that are going to be there this weekend trying to make a push for the game to come to Detroit. You want that? You see that? What are your thoughts?
You know what? I think Michigan fans are going to find out the same thing that Michigan State fans have found out for many years ago. It needs to stay in Indy. Indianapolis just gets it. They know how to take every event and turn it into something special. They treat it like we did the Super Bowl here. Remember when the Super Bowl was here or the All-Star game? Mm-hmm. And it was all out. They do that each and every time.
Can we do that here in Detroit for the Big Ten?
I mean, it's like because they have all the hotel, like everything is downtown. I'm from born and raised in Detroit. We don't have the downtown like that. We're starting to get that downtown back. But everything in Indianapolis is right there, and it's all connected by a mall where you don't even have to go outside.
Oh, this little skywalks, the heated skywalks.
You can walk through the mall, go whatever, and you're only outside. You only need a jacket. Just walk across the street. You don't need one. Everybody, if it was up to me, the Big Ten championship in basketball would be at Indy every year. They just get it. And Michigan fans will understand me when they come back, because you're thinking, oh, we got to have it here in Detroit. You could do it. You could pull it off. But, I don't think it would be as bad as like when the Big Ten basketball thing is in Chicago. That's the worst.
Or when it's in D.C. or New York.
Yeah, because there's a ton of Big Ten fans in those two cities.
No, I'm not proposing that. What I would love, Rico, is a three-city rotation. The indoor football stadiums in the Midwest. One in the West in Minnesota. One in the center in Indy, and one in the east in Detroit.
And I would
three-city rotation.
Give me Indy, give me Indianapolis, and give me that team in the middle of Indiana.
And then Naptown, and then, okay. So you don't want it to rotate. You want it to stay in
Indy. It's a destination place. I think it's something that, let's face David, you've been wanting to get to Indy, okay?
Yes.
That's the destination. It's centrally located pretty much for everybody except for Rutgers. Let's be honest. They're never going. So.
Sorry, Maryland.
But it's right there, man, between the restaurants, the shopping, the people, everything. They just do it right. You walk down the street, everybody knows what's going on that weekend. They're not, in Chicago, hey, what are you guys out here for? Oh, Big Ten basketball. Huh? Where's that at? I have no idea, because they don't care. Indiana cares. Indianapolis cares.
See, but I think people here care. With two football programs in Michigan, Michigan State, we care about Big Ten football.
Here's the thing. Right here, right now, Indiana and Purdue are not in this game. But Indiana will throw a party for Michigan and Iowa like they've never seen before. Can you get the same from Detroit? If it's Nebraska taking on Penn State, Detroiters won't care.
I think
you're
right.
Because your team's not in it.
It makes a good point.
Michigan ain't in it. Michigan State ain't in it. To hell with the rest of these people.
Could we do a good job hosting the Big Ten? Could we do a great job? Because by all accounts, Indianapolis does a great job for this Big Ten title game.
Regardless of the team. That's right. Like Michigan and Indiana, fans will come back and say, Iowa. Iowa will come back and say, you know what? This was even better than it was in 2015, or they can compare it to when they were there in 20. Michigan fans are going to come back and be like, man, they did a great job. I had so much fun. And neither one of those teams are local. Like, Indiana and Purdue have never gone.
Probably never will.
But you couldn't tell, because they roll out the red carpet and go blue, go Hawkeyes. Hey, let's get this thing going. You having fun, guys? Great.
I think it can work here. I think if you do exactly what you did when the Super Bowl was here, and you embrace everything and you designate your committee to make it a Nebraska town, or Michigan State wouldn't have to be done.
You have them hang out in District Detroit.
Oh, man. But if you do it like you did the Super Bowl and have every committee.
Yeah, but see, the Super Bowl got help. Why did it get help when it was here in Detroit, David?
Why did he get help?
Who was on the Steelers?
Oh, Jerome Bettis.
Bettis.
You're right. But there was a lot of Seahawks fans here. And
there was no Seahawks fans.
There was Seahawks fans here.
Bettis. This is my boy. I went to high school with him.
There were places that were Seahawks only. But it did help that Bettis was here.
So, yes. If you're going to do this, then I guess they're going to be trying to build up District Detroit in the next year. I mean, hey, look, we're going to set up our tailgate in that empty lot, because there's a lot of them. No, I'm telling you. I love Detroit, but I think this is something that should stay right where it is. I think that's the destination.
See, you just got me in my heart, because the reason why I went downtown was because Jerome Bettis and the Steelers were here. So if it was no one else here, would I have gone?
No.
I'm not sure.
And if Michigan think about it. Yeah, right now it sounds great, because if Michigan was playing in this thing, the statue would have a jersey on, and you would have – but let's just say Michigan, it's Ohio State. Do you really want to see all the Buckeyes taking over your downtown? I don't think so. This is real talk, people. This one hurts. But you know what? In order to get to the truth, you got to hurt people sometimes.
Adam in Rochester, what say you? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you guys have ever been down to Indianapolis for the 500, the reason why Indianapolis puts on great events like that is everything else compared to the 500, when you have 350,000 people showing up in May, is small potato. It takes them nothing to put on a Big Ten experience for, you know, for the Big Ten championship, because that's what, 60,000-70,000 people plus, you know, media coming in. That's a fraction of what the 500 is, and the 500 is a great experience every time, every year. I go every year with my dad. It's a great time. They have the experience. You know, it's just, you know, the, Detroit has nothing else like that, other than one-off events and you know, regular season football games, Tigers games, that kind of thing. Nothing like you know, what it takes to put on an event like the 500. So the Big Ten championship game is small potatoes compared to it, and that's why they have the experience and can put on an event like that and make it a success.
I'm telling you,
it's more of what you're saying.
They just do a great job.
So I'm going to be honest. When you came in today, you go, hey, I don't think the Big Ten title should move to Detroit. And I'm like, what a hater. What a jerk.
No, because you want Detroit to have things.
Well, why can't we have nice things?
And now?
Yeah, people making compelling points.
I just want my city to have these events. The All-Star game, NBA All-Star. I want to have another Super Bowl.
David, you remember when they upgraded the Wi-Fi at Ford Field? It was like, hey, we want to have big events. We want to have these games, these moments. Can we do it like Indy does it?
Mm. I mean, if they go on the rotation, that's fine. But my question is, if Michigan or Michigan State is not playing, and it's Ohio State taking on Wisconsin, if you're living in this city, you don't care. You're basically renting out downtown to those two fan bases, where in Indianapolis, and they get it, it's a party. They cater, you know, it's a festivity. And I don't think, once again, if Michigan was playing this year or if State's playing and it's downtown, it's incentive, you know, the place is going to be packed. They're going to buy the tickets, the hotels and all that. I don't know. I don't see it the same. And I think that Detroit needs to build up the infrastructure a little bit more. Gilbert needs to invest a little bit more into downtown and fill up some of those spots that we've been hearing about, plain and simple. And don't get me on the Big Ten basketball tournament. I don't think you want to embarrass yourself and let everybody see what's right next door to Little Caesars Arena. Wait till CBS shows that crane shot from the outside.
Alrighty,
there's an abandoned house right there.
Pay no attention.
Let's go to Susie Colbert. Hey, let's give it a story on that abandoned house right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.